AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, two people were stabbed to death at a synagogue in Britain.
The attack in Manchester this morning is absolutely shocking, and all of our thoughts are with those affected.
Police are calling it a terrorist attack. They say a man drove a car into people outside Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue, then started stabbing them. Three people were seriously injured. Officers shot and killed the suspect, but it took authorities some time to confirm he was dead because of concerns he had an explosive on him. This is Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Additional police assets are being deployed to synagogues across the country, and we will do everything to keep our Jewish community safe.
King Charles says he and Queen Camilla were deeply shocked and saddened to learn of the attack. This is day two of a partial government shutdown with no end in sight. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats need to do the right thing.
They would rather not pay the troops and TSA agents and Border Patrol agents. They would rather stop services of FEMA in the middle of a hurricane season than to do the right thing for partisan political purposes. It is selfish. It is reprehensible.
President Trump is threatening mass firings of workers and suggesting irreversible cuts to programs and services important to Democrats. And national parks like the Grand Canyon, the visitor center is closed, but John Kelly and others are in the park.
I can't imagine a park, especially this big, running open like it is with no rangers. It's, to me, a safety issue.
Two Delta regional jets collided on the taxiway at LaGuardia Airport in New York overnight. A flight attendant was injured in what Delta describes as a low-speed collision. A moderately strong magnitude 5 earthquake shook Istanbul and other parts of northwestern Turkey. There are no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Tesla is reporting a surprise increase in sales in the third quarter. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are mostly holding in place on Wall Street, while several big chip companies put up solid gains. The S&P 500 was wavering between small gains and losses in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 44 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Tech stocks were broadly higher after OpenAI announced partnerships with South Korean companies for its Stargate artificial intelligence project. NVIDIA, Broadcom, and Advanced Micro Devices all rose. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The U.S. government's shutdown delayed a weekly report on unemployment claims. Seth Sutel, New York.
Berkshire Hathaway is buying Occidental Petroleum's chemical division for more than $9 billion in what may be the last big deal involving the consummate dealmaker, Warren Buffett. The 95-year-old Buffett is stepping down as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway in January. He will remain on as chairman. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.